Welcome to Mental Health Monday. My name is Mick Coyle, coming up on the programme this week.
This isn't about buying the latest iPhone. This is about young people who are struggling to feed themselves and to pay their rent, which has got tougher and tougher.
It makes me feel worried about the future. I just always read so many headlines about the unemployment rates in graduates and how they struggle to get jobs.
We have to be realistic that we're not going into exactly the strongest financial situation going forward as a country. And young people do tend to get more affected because they're in entry-level jobs. They were having trouble making ends meet beforehand, and it's going to be even more difficult going forwards.
And I'll be reminding you how you can make connections with mental health organisations within your community. It's Mental Health Monday. Hey, welcome to the podcast. My name is Mick Coyle. This is Mental Health Monday. Thanks for downloading us this week. Another broadcast exclusive on the podcast this week, as we hear the stats behind a new survey which shows the impact of the pandemic on young people when it comes to worrying about finances. We're teaming up with The Mix, a brilliant charity that does fantastic work around young people, to bring you these stats. Just a heads up as to where they're at. More than 2 in 5 young people say that their money worries had increased due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on their lives. A third of young people surveyed agreed the impact of the pandemic on their or their family's finances has negatively affected their mental health. And out of young people who worry about money, 44% experience anxiety as a result, 41% experience feelings of low mood or depression, 23%, that's 1 in 4, say their ability to concentrate at school, university or work was affected. It's affecting their ability to sleep as well. And over half of young people surveyed said that their money worries are making them more anxious about their own future. So it's obviously a really big issue, and money plays such a big part, doesn't it, in our lives and basically how the world ticks around at the moment. So of course it's a big issue, and the impact of the pandemic, and let's be honest, there's Brexit to throw into the mix as well, the impact that Brexit has had on the UK economy. That means young people are hearing things, experiencing things that's making them feel uneasy. And of course, we've got to give them the education, the knowledge to know how to cope, how to sort of get through that financial minefield that life can be. And it can be. It can be difficult because, I don't know about you, but I didn't leave school knowing a whole lot about financial education. You know, your APRs and your AERs and various different things. You know, what is a credit card? When does the bank want the money back? How long will it take you to pay off your student loan? Do you have to find money up front to go to university? How much is rent? Why is it so expensive? How am I ever going to be able to afford my own car? You know, all of those questions can play on young people's minds, particularly at a time where maybe they're a little bit stagnant in their careers because the opportunities aren't there, or the pathways they thought they were on before the pandemic seem to have fallen away a little bit. And of course, all of that before we consider the fact that there are actually young people who are out there at the moment who are trying to earn, trying to find their way through life, trying to pay their rent, trying to pay their rising energy bills as well. It can be a tough time for them. The good news is there are resources and there is help out there from organisations like The Mix. The website, if you want to find out more information, and there's a money tab on their homepage, is themix.org.uk. Themix.org.uk. So in a few moments' time, we'll hear from Zoya, who is 16 years of age, and Zoya is an excellent advocate for thinking about money, but she herself will tell us that it's been a difficult time, and she's often considered her own future in terms of where it will be based on the financial aspects of making those decisions as well. So we'll hear from Zoya. First up, from The Mix, a brilliant charity, we've got CEO Chris Martin. Chris will set out for us some more findings from the survey, and started by talking about the fact that we shouldn't be surprised that the pandemic has had such an impact on young people, and particularly when it comes to their finances.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the things which we saw very early on in our surveying, that young people were really concerned about disruption to their education, but also around their financial futures. And we'd see sort of a more existential worry amongst younger people. But obviously, in the older end of the age group that we work with, the over 20s, actually there's very real concerns about their working and financial futures, as well as how they do very basic things like survive, pay their rent, buy food and so forth. And that looked to be getting very, very tight during the period of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. 41% of young people say money worries have increased because of the pandemic. 1 in 3 said the financial impact of the pandemic had an impact on their mental health as well. At what point, Christy, do we become concerned that those sort of natural worries that people have may take us down a slightly more concerning path, if you like.
Well, I think it's natural for people to be a bit concerned about money, but we've got to start being worried when it begins having real world effects in young people's lives. So, where, you know, certainly in our surveying, we saw 44% of young people having anxiety, but actually that was also almost an equal amount were having a sense of low mood, or it was affecting the amount which they were sleeping. About 30% of them weren't sleeping properly because of money worries. And actually, I suppose the bit that also really concerns me is a lack of motivation. So the people feeling that actually they didn't have the energy to go on and do something about it. And that was affecting about 30% of young people. So I think we have to be worried about the mental health concern where it's having real world effects in young people's lives, where they're not able maybe to engage with how they might get out of the situation, or they might find themselves not engaging in other activities which they should be doing because these money worries are overwhelming them in terms of their mental health.
What can we learn in terms of taking forward as we move into this new phase of the pandemic, if you like, where those heavy restrictions are no longer in place, that some opportunities are opening up for some people now? Very much the health impacts of the pandemic, I think, are certainly still being felt. You know, can we write this off and say, well, of course, people were worried because it was an extraordinary set of circumstances, or are there things that we can take forward?
No, I don't think so. I think that the financial picture for young people has always been looking pretty dicey. And young people also, they are looking for help in understanding the finances in a quite a basic way. So when we looked in our survey as to what young people wanted to know about, there were the basic things about how they manage money, how they understand tax, how they better plan for their futures and so forth. So those concerns will still be there. And we have to be realistic that we're not going into exactly the strongest financial situation going forward as a country. And young people do tend to get more affected because they're in entry level jobs. They're trying to make their student grants stretch or they are insecure types of employment. And they were having trouble making ends meet beforehand. And it's going to be even more difficult going forward. So this is a really live issue for us at the moment as to how we give young people the basic skills and information they need to understand how to manage the money they do have as well as they can, and also how we make sure they know where to go when they're looking for help around money, because that's where resilience really lies. Can I understand when I'm getting into trouble? Can I find where I need support and help when I do get into trouble? And then can I learn from that? And so it makes me resilient in the future because I know what to do.
I think it's such an important point, that, isn't it? Because I think as adults as well, if you try and say to a young person, oh, well, don't worry about money too much. Actually, we've created a world for them where money just keeps things ticking over, that the experiences have got to be paid for, the clothes have got to be paid for, the phone's got to be paid for, the rent has got to be paid, the bills have got to be paid. It's not like something where you can go, well, just ignore it, take some time away from money. But money's always going to be a factor in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, and like adults, young people like money as well, and they like to spend, they like to go and do the things that they want to do. But I think this isn't about buying the latest iPhone. This is about young people who are struggling to actually make ends meet to feed themselves and to pay their rent, which has got tougher and tougher, and particularly where you're from a lower socioeconomic background to come with in the first place. So it's actually about survival that we want to make sure young people are well equipped to be able to deal with that. And we do want them to manage money and understand money in such a way that it does not impact on their mental health. Because actually, when you start feeling like you're isolated, you're the only person in the world who's rubbish at dealing with money, it makes you feel very, very bad about yourself very quickly. And then that anxiety quickly feeds into this kind of, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And then depression and so forth, all these horrible things.
And we'll speak to Zoya about this in just a few moments time. But just on that point, there must be many young people who are essentially thinking, though, you know, if there are bills to pay and there's rent to pay, a sense that there's a promise, I think, as you're grown up, that there's a life to live. And it might involve the festivals and it might involve the nights out. The dawning realization that those things are luxuries or may well have to be seen as luxuries can really impact maybe a young person's sort of sense in terms of where they feel potentially, or how they might be invested in, you know, the future they thought they were going to have.
Certainly the mix. What we want to see is young people going on and being their brilliant selves. And young people are resourceful. I think the really practical bit we can do is make sure that with the money you do have, you make the most of it and find that they have ways to work out how to manage their money as well as they can. I think the ambitions for what you want to do with your money should be just a much about fun and travel and all of those kinds of things as just feeding yourself. So I don't want to take that ambition out of it. I do just want to make sure somebody doesn't end up getting trapped, unable to cope with what they're having to deal with in the short term.
Let's welcome Zoya into the conversation, 16 years of age. Zoya, thank you for your time. It's great to get you on the podcast. Money, it's one of those things which, as an adult, we'd like to say, well, you don't need to worry about it. You know, live your life, have your aspirations, and all of those things will take care of themselves. But I guess you're at that age where you're starting to realize that the money's going to be a big part, and you've got to have that awareness, that education that Chris was talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, especially in schools, there's a lack of education around money. And like, there's definitely a bit of an inflation in like prices and stuff after Brexit. And a lot of people, even at school, they'll struggle to even pay for their school meal. Or I know a lot of children, even they, without the free school meals, they wouldn't have any money. So I feel like it's important to have more education on money, but also for young people to know that they have services like the Mix that they can contact free and have more awareness around that.
Can you tell us a little bit maybe about your own experiences about how thoughts or concerns about money have impacted you?
Yeah, well, after Brexit, I did notice the inflation myself, and like at my own school, the prices are ridiculous, and it makes me feel worried about the future, because right now I just always read so many headlines about the unemployment rates in graduates and how they struggle to get jobs. And how they can't get graduate jobs, but they can't get even a job at McDonald's or KFC because they're overqualified. So it just makes me really worry about the future and if I will even get a basic job after going to uni.
Do you think that potentially that might hold you back, the concerns and the worries? You know, if your mental health is negatively impacted by fears, you're I guess you're less likely to maybe put yourself in various different positions that might potentially put you on a pathway towards earning and opportunity.
I have noticed, yeah, with myself, I was very reluctant to even consider uni after all those headlines, and a lot of young people there, they don't really want to go to uni. So even if their like dream is to be a physician or to go to uni, they hold back because they know that their family couldn't support them if they couldn't get a job.
And I guess as well, university is a good example where you hear headline figures, don't you, around £9,000 a year, and then there's the accommodation costs and all of those things. And although you pay for it in slightly different ways, I guess for a young person looking at those figures, there's a generation before that didn't have to, that didn't need to worry, if you like, about any of those things. And now your generation potentially has to make it a financial consideration. Is it something you're able to talk about with friends? Are they open to these sorts of conversations at the moment? Or I guess people are protected, if you like, in different ways from the biggest impacts of money or lack of?
Mm-hmm. I do talk with friends, but I go to quite a different high school. So it is a bit weird that some people worry so much and some people don't. Like my friend's biggest concern when I talked to her today was that she spent all her money on just anime stuff and she couldn't have any concerns about money. But the Mix definitely does help, because last year when my mental health was quite bad, I used their web chat thing. That was nice because I just got to talk to someone on the web chat because I didn't feel comfortable like talking to them on the phone.
Is it good that actually that you found that resource and that resource through the Mix was available to you, which is brilliant. I guess there are people as well who haven't found that yet, who think that there aren't opportunities to speak or think there's nowhere to turn, whether they're worried about, you know, money, whether they're worried about their family, whether they're worried about various other things as well. But that's a brilliant resource to have. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, at the end of a phone or a keyboard.
Yeah, but my other friend, her situation is so much worse than mine. And it's like, I feel like there's a lack of support for her because her mother doesn't really speak English and she's a single mother. So it can be quite hard for her because she's only about 14 and she has all these worries on her to like pay for, like do her, help her mother with shopping. And when her mother goes to hospital, she used to have to sort that all out like by herself. But it can be quite hard for them, because if I wasn't friends with her, I couldn't help her. So it would have been really difficult.
Absolutely. Do you find as well that actually there's almost like an age, there's a cliff edge, if you like, whereby as a young person, you don't really think about money, or you just think money is a thing that you don't have to deal with, but it's nice to sometimes have it. But then reality kind of hits, doesn't it? You're 16 now, you're making decisions about what your future will hold. And some of those decisions you're having to focus on, well, how much will it cost to get into that place? You've got a friend there who at the age of 14 is having to financially, you know, support a family member as well. You know, things get quite real, don't they? Quite quickly for young people when it comes to cash. And I guess that's why when Chris was talking about education before, knowing about money and knowing what money is all about, I guess helps people a little bit in that situation, even if it doesn't necessarily provide them with, you know, extra cash.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like also this was with the mix as well, but we had a money co-design session. So that helped me just know more about money, because before that, I didn't know that much as well. And I was also very skeptical because I thought like student loans and debt, I really hated it, because some of my family has been in debt and I know that it's affected them. So I didn't want to go through the same route. But then it's important to educate children and young people so that they know that there's different types of debt. And obviously student debt isn't the same as the other debt, because there's a lot less interest. And also just how to budget, because a lot of young people, they get into debt at such a young age and it can be prevented so quickly, but they just don't know.
Absolutely. Are there phrases that you learned through doing that course that you can share with us? Because Chris and I will both tell you that even as grown adults, sometimes when people quickly say, what's the difference between APR and AER, we very quickly have to look elsewhere and try and find an answer. I know lots of people now, Zoya, who don't know the difference or how to select the right bank account. They just go with the bank account that they've always had. Normally they wouldn't know the difference between interest rates or inflation. It's amazing actually that you've managed to pick up that knowledge so quickly.
Oh yeah, so with basically, I don't know specific terms, but I know with certain cards, so credit cards, if you have a credit card and you use it, that means that technically it's not from your money, you're taking money from the bank, so they will charge interest on that. And if you don't pay it off, that will affect your credit score, which affects if you can get loans or mortgages in the future. And I just have a savings account, and I think that's a lot better even when I'm older, because I'd rather at least have a savings and a credit card, because with the savings account you can make it so it doesn't go overdraft. But I know with the credit card people can have like 2,000 overdraft or something, and then that just gets charged in interest, and then they might have to like declare bankruptcy, which isn't the best.
Absolutely. And I know plenty of people who did the first bit. They understood that the credit card was there and had this money from the bank on it. What they didn't do is the bit that you described after that, which was that the bank then wanted the money back and wanted to charge interest on it. So I think you're already much more clued up. Let's bring Chris Martin back into the conversation, CEO of The Mix. I think Zoya has put herself in the best possible situation, you know, Chris, in terms of where she needs to be at. She's educated herself, she's used the resources as well. What a great advert for the fact that these services are available, the resources are available as well. And if you do clue yourself up, you're giving yourself, I guess, the best opportunity for the future.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree, and it's brilliant to see Zoya having picked up that knowledge, because it's really, really useful. And I think for us at The Mix, certainly we try and work very closely with young people. And we also work with actually financial experts, for example, with Experian, we have done a lot of work with. And it's really just to seek context, because money is not something that's just sitting on spreadsheets. Actually, it is how we sort of live our lives and how we manage our lives. And so that means for a young person to understand it well, it's got to sit between how am I going to do my shopping, how am I going to feed myself, how am I going to buy clothes. That context is far more important than just looking at the numbers and abbreviations for various things. So why would I need to understand this? And likewise, as we've been talking about here today, the context of actually, it will affect you not just in terms of whether you can get loans, but also how you might feel about yourself if you're managing something like debt. It's really, really difficult emotionally to deal with. So we always try and set the resources we produce within that kind of context. So why I think the conversations Zoya's had have been so important is because she's been able to come with how I feel about it and this is my circumstance. And then we've been able to sort of put in a place going, well, actually, this is what you need to do with your money. And this is what you need to do with your self-care as well to get you into a position to actually act on this, to have the confidence to go, okay, I can change my circumstance. And I think if we can get that sense into young people that there is something they can do about it, that they're perfectly capable of understanding this and having the confidence to sort out and work with their money themselves, I think we can build a little bit of resilience going forward. And I think Zoya's a great example of that, of just engaging with it and going, okay, I've seen what's happened to other people, don't want that happen to me, how do I skill myself up so I can manage my own money and do what I want to do with my life.
And I think when as well, bringing it back to the mental health side of thing, there's obviously the stigma that comes around with mental health. I think there's probably a stigma as well around admitting you're either not doing very well with money or that you're financially struggling. I think people might, maybe this is just anecdotal evidence, might go a little bit too far when they realize they haven't got money before they think, actually, I probably need some help here. And that help might come from an organization like The Mix. You got Citizens Advice, of course. You've got various different organizations that can help you with the benefit system that we have in the UK as well. And I think maybe that's something else we need to get our heads around, that if you are struggling financially, you can take action quite quickly rather than waiting and waiting and waiting for wider problems to emerge.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's one of those things where they won't go away on their own. So the sooner you engage with it, the better. So I think it's really important that our services like The Mix are able to push out the financial content that we have, which is content specific and written for young people to engage with, that schools do their piece in helping with financial education. And actually, there's someone you can call or talk to, like CAB, like ourselves, like Turn to Us is another brilliant source of support for money, where people can actually go to when they get stuck, because it happens, and actually we have to deal with it. And I think what Zoya's illustrated really well and what she said is actually situations for people can be very, very tight. So really through no fault of their own, they can be dealing with, it's quite a tight balance to do really well with your money, particularly when you're young. So it should not be unusual that you will need to engage with it and you may get into trouble. But if you can engage with that, if you can engage with your help around that trouble as quickly as you can stop it getting much, much worse. And actually you can feel more confident in how you deal with it. And so I think we'd like to avoid young people allowing themselves to fall into a state of anxiety or low mood or this paralyzing lack of motivation because of money. We'd much rather they be doing like Zoya, getting in touch with us and taking this on and then working through the problem.
And actually, Zoya, just to end with you, as people sort of look at this as an issue, the idea that people, you know, don't necessarily want to get into financial problems or want to avoid it because of the impact on, you know, their long-term prospects, and you mentioned bankruptcy as well before, but I guess as well for your own mental health, that actually being on top of your finances, knowing what the deal is, knowing how to budget, knowing, you know, how the financial world is set up, it allows you, I guess, to be much more content, that you at least get an understanding. And then if we can focus on that as a positive mental health message, then that's just another reason, isn't it, to get educated and to get clued up on the topic.
Yeah, I agree. I actually, with The Mix, I did this money PowerPoint and I looked at the mental health aspect of it. And in like other cases where they have depression or anxiety, but it's because of money and they can get support. So obviously, just knowing that there's someone out there that can listen to them and give them advice will just make them feel so much better. That's why it's so important.
Absolutely. And so often with mental health, the idea that you're not alone, and actually you're not the first person potentially to have financial struggles. You might certainly not be the first person to have anxiety or stress over those things as well.
And with what you said earlier, where you said, I think you said something like people are kind of ashamed sometimes to admit that they have that they're struggling. I really agreed with that, because I read in the statistics earlier that men were less likely to admit that they had financial troubles, and I think that also links with just how they were raised. Like, it's often stigmatized where like they can't get help or they shouldn't admit that they're weak. So I think we need to also like break that misconception so they can get help and they're like willing to admit it and to help get help.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing, isn't it, that where people find strength through admitting their weakness. You know, I think that's a positive message that we can all take forward. But it's a difficult skill to learn, I think. But fingers crossed, we can all, when we spot flaws in ourselves or things that we've done wrong, tackle those mistakes or so-called weaknesses, because actually that puts us on a better pathway, doesn't it, for the future. And that can be with finances, but that can be about all kinds of things that we do with our lives, that it allows us to grow and to look back at ourselves and think, right, well, I learned from that, now I can do things in a slightly different way. And you'll have all those opportunities and journeys to come in the future, Zoya. So thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you joining us. Chris Martin, CEO of The Mix, appreciate you joining us on the program too.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Zoya and Chris Martin, brilliant guests for another edition of Mental Health Monday. If you head to The Mix's website, themix.org.uk, that's themix.org.uk, there are tabs right across the top of the pages. You can get information for young people under the age of 25 for sex and relationships, your body, mental health, drink and drugs, housing, and there's a money section there as well. So that's on the homepage of themix.org.uk. You can head there now. I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. Thanks for checking out Mental Health Monday. My name is Mick Coyle. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Mick Coyle. You can also find me, Mick Coyle, on Facebook as well. Don't forget, if you want to speak to somebody about your mental health, you can do so. The Samaritans, free to call on 116 123. You can find mental health services where you are. Just look for the Hub of Hope. Type in your postcode. It'll find those mental health services close to you. And for support in a crisis, you can text SHOUT to 85258. That's if you're experiencing a personal crisis, you're unable to cope and need support. Shout to 85258. That's a text line. Do get involved in those services. In an absolute emergency, always remember the number to call is 999. Thanks for downloading the podcast this week. We'll be back next week with more Mental Health Monday.